This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said four people suspected of carrying out Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse were killed in a shootout with police. Chief Leon Charles told reporters in Port-au-Prince that two other suspects, whom he described as mercenaries, were arrested during the shootout. Three other police officers who were held hostage by the suspected assassins were freed. Charles did not provide any other information on the operation. A manhunt was launched shortly after Moïse was gunned down during a pre-dawn raid on his private residence in a wealthy suburb of Port-au-Prince. Baki Edmond, Haiti's ambassador to the United States, told reporters in Washington that Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic and its airports are closed. Asked by BOA whether officials knew the nationality of the gunman, Edmond said he was unsure, but based on video footage obtained by the national police and deemed credible, the assassins posed as agents of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. The ambassador said First Lady Martine Moïse, who was also shot during the attack, is in stable condition after being transferred to a hospital in Miami, Florida. One of the president's children, who was home during the attack, has been taken to a secure location. Prime Minister Claude Joseph has assumed leadership in Haiti with the help of police and the military and decreed a two-week state of siege following Moïse's killing, which stunned a nation grappling with some of the Western Hemisphere's highest poverty and violence and political instability. U.S. President Joe Biden condemned the assassination and expressed condolences in a statement issued by the White House. Biden also called the attack worrisome. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has begun serving a 15-month prison term. Zuma decided to hand himself in over to authorities on Thursday to obey the order from the country's highest court, the Constitutional Court, that he should serve a prison term for contempt of court. A tweet posted by the Zuma Foundation said he decided to comply with the incarceration order soon after the South African police confirmed that Zuma was in their custody. 2 weeks after the collapse of a Florida condominium, officials announced Wednesday that they were shifting from rescue to recovery, as there was no chance of life. The Miami-Dade Assistant Fire Chief told families of the people who had remained unaccounted for that the rescue dogs and listening devices would be removed, but that workers would continue to search for human remains. No survivors have been found since the earliest hours after half of the building collapsed back on June 24th. The Miami-Dade mayor, Danella Levine Cava, said that eight more bodies had been recovered on Wednesday, raising the death toll to 54. 86 people are still unaccounted for. A weakened but resilient tropical storm, Elsa, killed at least one person in Florida on Wednesday and injured several others when a possible tornado struck a campground at a Navy base in southeast Georgia to the north. Elsa seemed to spare Florida, but it still threatened flooding, downpours, and caused several tornado warnings. The coast of Georgia and South Carolina were under tropical storm warnings. Forecasters predicted Elsa would remain a tropical storm into Friday and issue tropical warnings, storm watches, that is, from North Carolina north to Massachusetts. A container ship anchored in Dubai caught fire late Wednesday, authorities said, causing an explosion felt across the commercial hub of the United Arab Emirates. There were no immediate reports of casualties at the port. Early Thursday, the Dubai government issued a statement saying that emergency services had brought the blaze under control. The extent of damage caused to the sprawling port and surrounding cargo was not immediately clear. The cause of the fire also was not immediately known. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.